It's your boy, Mr. You Better Live, and we live in life in victory every day. Thank y'all for pulling up to Cottonville, the information station powered by Inspire You, to the Mr. You Better Live podcast. Shout out to the true and living God. You know how we do, y'all. Shout out to y'all, too. You look good. You look good. I can't see you, but I bet you look good. Shout out to y'all. You feel me? Let's get this thing popping. Let's get this thing popping, popping. So, look. All right. Today's interaction. Matter of fact, episode 111. All right, look at him. Been doing this thing for 111 weeks consecutively. What? Shout out to Contraville, man. Shout out to Inspire You on Out. Shout out to Candace and Bam. You feel me? For real, Candace and Bam, for real. Shout out to them. Shout out to the city of Mobile. Shout out, man, to everybody that's, you know, that's doing something, make something happen, making something happen. Shout out to everybody that's manifesting out here. Ain't just sitting around watching, you feel me? So look, let's get this thing popping. I got one interesting for y'all today. Right? So check this out. Isaiah chapter 6. Isaiah chapter 6, in verse 1. So, this whole scene, let me paint this whole scene for y'all right quick. So I'm going to read Isaiah chapter 6, starting in verse 1. And I'll probably go to verse 5, but I really want to point out something in verse 1. It's really, I may not even use number verse 1, but we'll just kind of talk about the scene. All right, so in Isaiah chapter 6, it says that in the year that King Uzziah died, I also saw the Lord high. I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, right? This is the part that got me. And his train filled the temple, right? Above it stood seraphims. Each one had six wings. With two, he covered his face. With two, he covered his feet. And with two, he did fly. So he started, he's talking about a worship experience. He was in the temple. All right. And the Bible say that, in the year that King Uzziah died, let me explain this verse one right quick. Cause there's something in verse one right there that's going to trip y'all out, cause it tripped me out. And nobody ever asks questions of the text. I do. I'm nosy. So I always ask questions of the text. God wants you to ask questions. He's waiting on you to ask him questions. He's our Heavenly Father. He wants to answer your questions. So watch this. He said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and lifted up. King Uzziah was a prominent king. I got to do this. I got to paint this picture. Y'all going to appreciate this. King Uzziah was a prominent king, right? He was prominent because of his, how he dominated, how he conquered, because of his conquest. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Because of his conquest, he's a dominant king, right? So a lot of people looked up to him. Isaiah being one of them, to the point where it was dangerous, almost idolatry. Matter of fact, it was idolatry, which we got to be careful nowadays that we don't make things or people out of an idol. So King Uzziah was this off the chain king, but he was human. And from what I understand, he had some type of disease. This is what he died from. But the point is that the year he died, the Bible says, Isaiah said, then I saw the Lord high and lifted up. Let me explain this. Let me say this right quick, and then I'm going to get to the part I want to get to. Nope, that ain't even it. So Uzziah can be looked at as an idol. He can be looked at as a distraction for us spiritually. Or I don't know what your Uzziah is. Whatever or whoever it is that can distract you from seeing God high and lifted up. Or whatever it is that's pulling your attention from seeing God for who he really is. Because the Bible said once Isaiah saw him high and lifted up, and he says something, he said the train of his robe, this is the part right here, this will get me, the train of his robe filled the temple. Now let me teach, not his robe, the train. So you got his robe, you got a king that has a robe on, And then you got a train that's attached to it, right? So this is why this was so specific and so big with Isaiah. When he say his train filled the temple. So this is something that Isaiah saw and that God wanted him to see. The train of his robe filled the temple. Now, this is what this was about. The train, the longer the train of the king, the more conquest that he had. You knew he had. The longer the train, because what would happen is a king would go and conquer another king. And once he conquered the king of the nation, he would cut off his train, that king's train, and sew it on the heels. So, which was extending his. So basically he dominated him. He conquered him. Yep, I conquered you. So Uzziah had a long train. And I'm sure there's other kings that had long trains. But never in the history of kingdomship in the earth has Isaiah ever seen a king whose train fill the whole temple. Now, watch this, golly. So he, remember now, once he conquered one king, he cut off his train and sew it on the heels, extending his train. So when Isaiah saw a pre-incarnate Jesus, he said, I saw the Lord. Look at it now. I know you're finna put your eyes back on it because I said that. I'm going to read it again. In the year that King Uzziah died, I also saw the Lord sitting upon the throne, high and lifted up. He was in it. And his train filled the temple, which let me know they was at a worship experience. They was at a temple. Facts. And Isaiah, one of the things among that he saw, one, he saw the Lord high and lifted up, which blessed God. That's where we ought to see him. All of us need to see him high and lifted up. There's some things that might keep you from seeing him high and lifted up. You might be worried about something that's keeping you from seeing him high and lifted up. You might be trying to impress somebody, that ain't God, and that'll keep you from seeing Jesus high and lifted up. Uzziah in the way. Uzziah, that issue is in the way. You can't see him. Ooh. I'm talking about now. Uzziah was a off the chain king, but I'm talking about a true king. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm talking about a true king. So Isaiah said, "I saw him high and lifted up, which he is. He is sovereign, right?" So the train represents this. The train filling the temple represents his glory filling the temple, his presence filling the temple. Come on, y'all. His presence filling the temple, not just the physical temple, but us. Let his train fill the temple. So another thing it meant that he was all conquering. It meant to fill the temple means he's the king of kings. Oh boy, look at him. He's the king of kings. Sure is. He's a conquering king. Facts. Watch. Ooh, I'm gonna go somewhere in a minute. So when Isaiah say, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple, that he has seen some kings with long trains. Boy, look at him. Y'all don't know. I feel like bragging about Jesus. I sure do, because it's a lot of things that's in your life that been blessing you. But a true king. Yeah. So when we allow in the spirit, the train of his train to fill our temple. What does that mean? That means that his conquering spirit is dwelling in us. Ooh, that means anything that tries to harm us that's inside of us, he's already conquered it. Yep. Can't no sickness stay in there? That's facts. Can't no disease stay in there? That's facts. Amen. He's a conquering king. So when we allow his train to fill this temple, his all conquering, his glory to fill this temple. Yeah. Amen. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Yeah, that's facts. So can't nothing that's unclean be in this temple when his train is filling the temple. Lord have mercy. Y'all, that's good. I hope that's good to y'all. Look at it. Look at Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 1. Look at it for yourself. Yeah, yeah. Even if you got to pull it up on the phone. Because see, y'all to say, oh, Pastor Rick, that's weird. That don't sound right. It's in there. Apply yourself and look at it. See, we look at all this other stuff that mesmerizes us. Uh-uh. If somebody gonna mesmerize me, let it be the true king, the real king, Jesus. Yeah, I'm not mesmerized by this deep philosophical talk and all of this stuff. I'm not mesmerized by all of that. Jesus mesmerizes me. What mesmerizes me is the fact that I've been reading Isaiah chapter 6 for at least 20 years and verse 1 for at least 20 years. And I never paid attention to the part where Isaiah say the train of his robe filled the temple. The train filled the temple. It filled the temple. Uzziah had some conquest that he had conquered some kings, but he was not the king of kings. Oh, he was just a king. Oh, Lord have mercy. That's what Uzziah was. But when he got out the way, Isaiah was able to see a true king. Yep. He said, then I saw the Lord high and lifted up and his train, it filled. And Isaiah, I never seen a king whose train filled the whole temple. You ought to Google it if you ain't got nothing else to do. If you don't feel like talking to God about it, Google it. What I'm telling you is right there. The train filling the temple is symbolic of his glory filling the temple, the whole temple full of his glory. That means his presence. And then another thing it meant was that he had conquered every king that he had come in contact with. Watch this translation. He's conquered everything that we thought was whipping us. He conquered sickness and disease. He conquered death. He conquered cancer. Amen. He conquered all that. And when he whipped them jokers, he sold them. Amen. And his train filled the temple. And watch this. If you believe it and are willing to receive it, even right now, if his spirit dwells in you, then guess what? His train is filling the temple. Amen. Amen. And so I just bless God. That's a good revelation right there, y'all. Ooh, woo. Watch this. I hope y'all, ooh, that's a good revelation. Watch this. Psalm 24. No, matter of fact, I'm sorry. Pardon my interruption. Go to John 16:33. Y'all hear them pages? I ain't studio. Watch this, y'all. There it go. John 16:33. Watch this. And I'm going to read. I don't know if I'm going to drop right there in 33 or not. Let me see. Matter of fact, I am going to drop on 33. I don't want to parachute on y'all, but I got to drop this one right here. Jesus said this in John 16:33. He said, these things I have spoken unto you that in me you might have peace. Watch this part. He said, in the world you shall have tribulation. He said, but be of good cheer. I have already overcome. That means that I've already overcome the world. That's facts. He did this through the cross. That's facts. That's right. He did it through the cross so that we through the cross can overcome the world. So he's already conquered the world. He say, listen, I've told you this. So that when the trouble comes and when everything I tell you to come and pass, I've already told you that in me, you're going to have peace. In the world, you're going to have tribulation. He said, but be of good cheer. Cause I'm a true king. I've already whooped the world. Facts. He said, you're going to get nervous about some things. Oh boy. I hate to steal it from Scarface, Tupac. I mean, but he said, you about to see some things that are going to make it hard for you to smile, young nigga. That's facts. You about to see some things that are going to make it hard for you to smile. But when you see it, amen, remember me because I've already overcome the world. He said, I'm telling you these things that in me, you might have peace. In the world, you're going to have tribulation. He said, but take heart, be of good cheer. A real king, a true king, then I already whooped the world. He said, I've already overcome everything that the world can throw at you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So when they throw it at you, you can already tell it. You already took an L to Jesus. That's you done already took an L to the a true king. Don't come up to me acting like you ain't got no L on your record. You already took an L. I ain't got to whoop you. You already defeated. Ooh, that's good right there. Because a true king done already took care of business. Amen. Look, he said, in this world, you will have tribulation. And boy, look at him. Tell me, if you ain't got no tribulation, you got a headstone. Yeah, with your name on it. If you ain't going through some type of tribulation in this world, you got a tombstone already. I'm not saying that you in chaos and you ain't got no peace. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, if you a saint of the Most High God, then you catching it. A real one, you can't hide. That's facts. That's facts. In this world, we're going to have a trip because the world hate us. The world hate you for one reason or another. I know some people hate me. Let me tell you something. I haven't done everything perfect, and I'm not a perfect man. But watch this. I know some people mad at me because I made a better decision for myself. Sure, they mad at me. They hate me because I chose not to do wickedness no more and not to do evil, not to sin against God. Facts. They mad at you. Facts. But that only came when Uzziah got out the way, when I had to get my Uzziah, something is keeping, whatever keeping you from seeing God high and lifted up. Amen. But Isaiah said the train of his robe, that's powerful to me. That's powerful because you can rest assured that if you have the Holy Ghost dwelling in you, then his train filling the temple. You full of his glory. Amen. And his conquering ability. Matter of fact, by faith, I'm speaking that no sickness, no disease shall befall you in the name of Jesus because his train is filling the temple and you got a real king and a true king. Amen. Has arisen. Amen. A true king is living inside us. A real king, a conquering king. Facts. Oh my goodness. Watch this. Matter of fact, let me go to here's another one I want to go to. Watch this. Psalm 24. Mm-hmm. Watch this, y'all. Psalm number 24. Watch this. You hear the pages. You hear the pages. Psalm 24. So, just for teaching purposes, listen, I'm always teaching. Psalm 22, the 22nd Psalm. Watch this. You might want to write it, but just write it down. I'm going to Psalm 24, but I'm going to show you this right quick. Psalm 22, and I've said this before. Psalm 22 is the suffering servant. Psalm 23 is the good shepherd. And Psalm 24, I'm about to show you what he is in Psalm 24. He's the reigning king. I'm going to say it one more time. In Psalm 22, he's the suffering servant. Read it. Because it starts out by saying, my God, why have you forsaken me? So in Psalm 22, he is known as the suffering servant, the whole Psalm 22. In Psalm 23, he's the shepherd, the good shepherd. You know that one? The Lord is my shepherd. In Psalm 24, watch this. I'm talking about a real king. Watch how Psalm 24 start out. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they who dwell in it. It starts out by showing that, remember now, we're talking about a true king. In Psalm 22, he suffered for us. In Psalm 23, he's leading us. And now in Psalm 24, he's reigning as a king. He's a servant in 22, a shepherd in 23, and a king in 24. God, that's fire right there. He a suffering servant He's a suffering servant in 22. He's a shepherd in 23, and he's a king in 24. I'm about to read it to you right now. The earth is the Lord's. That's facts. And the fullness, that means everything that's in it. Thereof, the world, they covered everything. And they that dwell in it. Watch this. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Watch this. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? See, remember now in Isaiah chapter 6, that the scene was in the temple now. And if I kept on reading, once Isaiah saw him high and lifted up and the train of his train filled the temple, Isaiah said, woe unto me, if you keep on reading. He said, woe unto me, for I am an unclean man and I dwell in the midst of a people with unclean lips. Facts. And the seraphim, the Bible say, came and touched his mouth with a hot coal and cleansed him. So if you look at this same scene right here in 24, he said, they ask, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in the holy place? Watch this. He who has clean hands and a pure heart, watch this part, and who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity and sworn deceitfully. So Isaiah had to get himself together with King Uzziah because that was idolatry. They were worshiping another man. Uzziah had to get out the way. And once Uzziah was out the way, he died. Then Isaiah said, oh my goodness. Look at the Lord. High and lifted up. And look at his train. Look at his train. His train filled a hole. I ain't never seen a king with a train filled a hole. Uzziah's train was long, but the Lord's train is filling the whole temple. Ooh. Train, fill my temple. I hope his train, amen, stay filling my temple. Amen. I want to stay full of God. I want him to dwell in me richly. A true king. Oh, boy. And what you think I'm going to start thinking like? A true king. Facts. And kingdom-like. Yeah. Watch this. Watch this. I got to keep reading. I ain't got to what I want to get to yet. Watch this. He said, watch this now. This is crazy. Verse 5. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation because you're approaching the king. Yep. And the king, he gonna bless you. That's what happened. Anytime you approach the king, you can't just approach a king. No, you can't just, no. Oh, no, you can't just pull up on a king like that. Not a true one. Uh-uh. Now, he gonna bless you, but you got to approach him the right way. Facts. Oh, boy. Watch this. Watch this. I'm in 24 still. Watch this. Verse 6, this is the generation of them who seeks him, who seeks the Lord, or who seeks your face. Oh, Jacob, watch this, verse 7. This is where it starts to get right here. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. Watch this, and the King of glory shall come in. Ooh, woo. I'm going to read this note. This is Christ making his entrance into Jerusalem at the beginning of the kingdom age. As the previous psalm proclaims. Look, and then verse 8. Who is this King of glory? see, boy, this right here. Who is this King of glory? Then he gonna tell you. The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Stop. Oh, boy. The Lord strong. And he tell you. First, he tell the gate. He say, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. Why he talk to gates and doors? Here's why. Because that's how you get in. That's the entry point. Ooh, that's the start. He said, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. Now, wait a minute. Does a gate have a head? Nope. He said, lift up ye heads, O ye gates, and your everlasting doors. Do doors have head? No. A gate ain't got a head and a door ain't got a head. So he got to be talking to who? You and I. Lift up your heads, oh ye, the ones that's at the gates and the ones that's coming through the doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? See, watch this. We're the gate and the door. We're the atmosphere settlers. We're the one that open it up and say, come on in. Come on in the room. Y'all ain't saying nothing to Pastor Rick this morning. Y'all ain't saying nothing. See, we're the gates and the doors. That's why he say, lift up your heads, O ye gates. You ain't never thought about that. A gate ain't got no head, but you do. A door ain't got no head, but you do. You can open up a gate and you can open up a door. Amen. He said in Revelation chapter 3, he said, behold, I'm standing at the door, knocking. Oh boy. If any man open the door, yep, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. Lift up your head. Look up. Be encouraged. Ooh. And tell him to come on in the room. Facts. Fill the temple with your train and your presence, with your glory. Amen. A true king then pulled up. Amen. A true king then spent the block on the enemy. Facts. He spent the block on all kings. He conquered all kings. He spent the block on them, cut their train, sold it on the hills. His train filled the temple. Now, spiritually, he's overcome sickness, disease. What shall I render unto God for all of his benefits toward me, who heals us of all of our diseases? Oh, my goodness. He delivers us from death, from the clutches of death. Yeah, he overcome that. Oh, death, where's your sting? Oh, grave, where's your victory? Ooh, he took the keys to death, hell, and the grave. Y'all ain't, amen. You got to think about something in these terms, right? The Holy Ghost dwells inside of us. God the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. That's it. That's the true king. That's him. Yeah. Yep. If you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, confess Christ. Listen to me. If you've confessed Christ with your mouth and you believe in your heart, everything you confess, the Bible says he'll come live inside of us. Jesus said it. He said, my Father and I are make our home inside of you. We'll fill the temple. So ain't no room for no sickness and disease. Ain't no room for no doubt and fear. Ain't no room for anger and bitterness and resentment and unforgiveness. Because the temple fear. Woo! Watch this. I'm trying to get out of this. Watch this. Now, I got to go back to this. I'm going to go back to 7. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. Never thought about it until the Holy Ghost just revealed to me, gates ain't got heads and doors ain't got heads. He ain't talking to no gates, no literal gates and doors. He talking to the people. The ones that us who set the atmosphere, the ones who open up the way and welcome in. Amen. Amen. That's facts. Cause he ain't gonna kick the door in and he ain't gonna bust the gate open. Yeah, he want the gate open and the doors open. Facts. And he want us to open them. That's facts. First of all, he wants you to lift up your head. Quit being downtrodden. Ooh, pick your head up. Level your chin and square your shoulders. Facts. You're not defeated. You're more than a conqueror. Because a true king is living inside of us. Amen, y'all. So pick your head up. Pick your head up. And welcome him in. Tell him to come on in. Facts. Tell him he's welcome. He can come in and dwell. Amen. And when he come in and dwell, everything that's trying to conquer you got to go. Amen. Listen, the Holy Ghost, if he ain't got cancer, I ain't got cancer. Amen. If he ain't got high blood pressure, I ain't got it either. Cause it's no longer I that live. It's the Christ that live in me. And the life I now live, I live to the glory of the one who gave his son for my life. Facts. for my soul. A true king. That's what a true king will do. See, watch this. Remember I told y'all in 22, golly, Holy Ghost. Thank you. In Psalm 22, he was the suffering servant, but he was still a king. Ooh, he just had to do servant stuff, but he still was a king. In 23, he was a shepherd. In 23, but he was still a king. He just had to do shepherd stuff. Y'all ain't saying. In 22, he was a suffering servant. They beat him with a cat of nine tails with 39 lashes. They beat him bloody. It's described in Psalm 22 to his fullest and intricately detailed. They pulled his hair out of his beard as a servant, but he was still a king. I'm trying to get you to see that real kings, true kings, bear the scars of servants and shepherds, but they're still real kings. Don't let my scars fool you. I got that battling for somebody else or battling for my life, but don't let my scars fool you. And yes, I'm a servant, but I'm more than a servant. I don't just fix stuff. I'm not just Mr. Fix It. Facts. It's more to me than a Psalm 22. I got a 23 coming. Facts. And a 24. And you better bag back for 25, 26, so on and so forth. Amen. It is what I said. What I said. Don't let my scars fool you. Hey, I took them in battle. A real king, a true king, he ain't ashamed of his scars. Facts. Mistakes and all. It is what it is. His grace is sufficient for me in this matter. Facts. Don't let my scars fool you looking crazy. Amen. You still dealing with a real... Amen. Greater is he that's in me than the one that's in the world. Amen. Boy, look at him. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, you everlasting doors. He's talking to you, talking to me. And the King of glory shall come in. That's his response to us lifting up and opening up and welcoming him. Guess what his response is? And the King of glory, he shall come in. Mm-hmm. Not in the physical temple. Not in the physical temple. In this one you in. The vehicle you in. He want to get in the vehicle with you. Facts. Watch this. Who is this King of glory? He ain't going to tell you who he is. He's the Lord. Watch this. Ain't going to tell you what he is. He's strong and mighty. He got some more resume. He the Lord. Mighty in battle. First and Second Chronicles, First and Second Kings, all the conquerings and conquests of the kings, facts. Yeah, God was the reigning king. He was the king through all of that. There were earthly kings, but they listened to the heavenly king, facts. They listened to the King of Kings. There were earthly kings, small k, but they listened to the capital K, King of Kings, to be able to get through what they got through, facts. And now, if we're gonna make it, lowercase kings, you better listen to the King of Kings if you're going to make it through what we're in. Amen. Watch this. I says, I'm almost done. In verse 9, he said again, lift up your heads, O you gates. Even lift them up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Boy, look at him. That means think on these things. S-E-L-A-H. When you see that in the Bible, that means really meditate on what you just heard. And he put that at the end of all of Psalm 24. He didn't put a Selah after 23. He didn't put a Selah at the end of 22. But he put a Selah at the end of 24. That means, well, you need to think on what you just read. Really meditate on what you just read. Facts. He said, in this world, you will have tribulation. He said, but be of good cheer. I've already whooped them. I've already conquered everything that's trying to conquer you. Amen. Whatever picking with you, Jesus already whooped it. And you need to remind yourself and it, you are a defeated foe. I win. I'm more than a conqueror through him, through Jesus Christ. Facts. I'm more than a conqueror. See, all of these scriptures now mean something when you look at it from a king point, a standpoint, a true king. Yeah. Amen. Y'all. So in Isaiah, Isaiah 6, which is where we started at. So if you go back and read that whole scene, it's in the temple. And if I had to make it practical, he's at church. If I'm trying to make it practical, he goes to church, right? Uzziah had died. So Isaiah, he's sad. He goes to church. Uzziah died. He died. Blah, blah, blah. Right. Everybody was, it was idolatry. They looking up to him, putting him somewhere he shouldn't have been, which is what we do a lot of times. Sometimes we put people where they shouldn't be and they keep us from seeing the Lord. Amen. Sons, daughters. Yeah. Watch it. Your kids will keep you from seeing. Amen. If you put them in the wrong place. Amen. Your parents, your spouse. Your spot, your friend, anybody. So when Isaiah went to church, when he got in the temple, he said, "Oh my goodness, I saw the Lord high lifted up for the first time. I've been going to church all this time, but since Uzziah died, now I see the Lord high lifted up. And guess what? Look at his train. His train, it filled the whole temple." So that let him know that he was dealing with the King of Kings, not just a run-of-the-mill king, not an earthly king, but he was the King of all kings. And watch this. And if it don't sound good to you, it need to, because guess what? I need him to be the conquering king in my life. I need him to be the conqueror. Everything I can't mess with. It's some things I can't whoop. I need him to conquer it. Amen. I need him to have already conquered it. Amen. I need that to be true. I need him to be King of Kings. I need that to be true. I don't know about you. I need it to be true. Facts. Because there's some things that I've run into in this world. He said, you're going to have tribulation. You're going to run into some things. But remember, be of good cheer and remind yourself that whatever you're facing has already been whooped. A true king. Before it got to us, it ran into a true king. Matter of fact, before any temptation come to you, it had already had, it had to, amen. It had to go see Jesus first. It's in the Bible. It already came. It already been whooped. It's already been conquered. That's why the Bible declares in the New Testament that you and I are more than conquerors. More than conquerors. Facts. And so Jesus said, I've already overcome. That means past tense. Amen, y'all. This was good to me, y'all. Episode 111, y'all. Shout out to Renita McWhorter Doss and Big O Orlando Doss. If you're on the road, man, be safe. Joseph and India Rogers. Shout out to ATL, Hotliner. Shout out to them. I love y'all, man. If you're on the road, Joseph, be safe, man. India. Send me a text, Andy. Let me know you hear this. Just shoot me a text. Just tell me you care about me a little bit. I love y'all. For real. For real. So this has been episode 111. A true king, y'all. Shout out to Nate Too Cold on the ones and twos. I told y'all, they ain't going to be long. I got to do this and get about the way. YBL Fit every Saturday from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock at the Bright Spot. I got a training class going. We're working out calisthenics, right? Pull up. Get fit with your boy, Mr. You Better Live, YBL Fit. We in the building. You feel me? Yeah. We out. Peace.